Time for the golden point on the Sideline View. This is the time of the day when we talk everything Group 21. And I thought, you know what? Where better to start than the top of the food chain when it comes to Group 21? We have the new chairman of the association joining us, one Pete Holland. You know him from the cruise, but he is now the man in charge. How are you, mate?
Yeah, different hat today for a Saturday. It's good to see the Sideline View back on deck.
It's great to be back, mate. Great to be talking Group 21. We're really looking forward to this season 2022, and I'm sure you are as well.
100% we are. I mean, 16's back in first grade, so that is a real bonus.
And yeah.
Numbers are looking good throughout all of the clubs, so happy days.
And as far as that's concerned, we've also seen a number of some player movement between the clubs. I get the sneaking suspicion that this could be a very even competition.
I think it's going to be a really exciting season. I actually had my daughter at training the other night for league tag, for under 14s league tag.
Mm.
And the Musselbrook guys, first grade and reserve grade, were all out training and they were looking pretty fit and eager to get on the paddock.
How's everything else looking? That's first grade, which seems to be, you know, full of health, reserve grade, ladies, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, ladies league tag. Unfortunately, ladies tackle, we did hope to hold a 13-a-side competition to start the season.
Mm.
We had three clubs from Singleton, Merriwar and Murrurundi that put teams forward, but unfortunately Murrurundi have had to pull out, putting an end to the competition. But we're hoping that Singleton and Merriwar might like to play a exhibition game at Scanlan Shield of a 13-a-side tackle game, which hopefully will drive a bit more interest. Because in the long run, I'd like to see more of the tackle due to the fact we've got the NRLW now expanding and we've got a state competition. So there's a pathway for tackle for girls. Junior Rugby League, I know, have got some tackle for 12s and 13s. So, you know, they're expanding the women's tackle as well through juniors. So we've got to look to do the same through seniors for the future.
Probably is something that's going to take time to build up to. You know, the more the profile that we see of the NRLW, of course, they've got their fantastic weekend at Marathon Stadium tomorrow.
Yes.
With three games, six teams involved. So maybe the longer that goes on, the more interest there will be with the girls and the women of the Upper Hunter.
Oh, most definitely. And I mean, we've got a couple of girls that have come from the region already playing for the Roosters. So that's a good showcase for our region that the talent is there. And I mean, a lot of the girls do want to play tackle, but I mean, at the moment we've got our league tag and that's what we'll run with this season. But hopefully come the back end of the season, we might be able to, you know, come up with a competition for a tackle of some sort for the women.
So that's the ladies game. Mm-hmm. Reserve grade, previously there have been the eight clubs involved.
Yep.
Got that again?
We've got the eight clubs involved again this season. So everything is looking pretty good this season for onward and upward. And, you know, now that we're seeing a lot of restrictions eased, COVID has really put pay to things over the last couple of years. So we should be able to get right through to a final series and grand final.
Yeah, we'd love that.
That's right.
Under 18s last year was a bit odd.
Yeah, look, we only had the three teams last year in 18s. Numbers aren't looking brilliant again this year. Mm. Yeah, there are a lot of juniors starting to come through, but they're going to be another season or so away. But, yep, hopefully we'll get the numbers on the paddock for at least a 14 competition would be the ultimate. Or we might have to look at something where, like we did last year, where we were there playing against Group 4 as well, who are also struggling for numbers in their 18. So we'll just see how it all pans out.
I still think that part of the problem is too many of the younger juniors having to go all the way to Newcastle. They're becoming involved in competitions over there. They're not getting a great introduction to Group 21. I know it's not your fault, but that's my observation.
Look, it's hard to pull kids back once they've played in that Newcastle region and go, oh, look, come back and play Group 21 for your seniors. But a lot of the senior clubs now, I know Singleton have done a lot of work with juniors over the last couple of years, and Musselbrook are doing the same this year where they're, and yeah, players are turning up to junior training sessions and getting the junior club more involved. I think a lot of the issue of trying to get juniors from juniors to seniors playing in Group 21 is more that the two clubs are separate, even though they say, for instance, it's Musselbrook Rams, but you've got a junior club and a senior club. So for the seniors to get more involved with the juniors is a real bonus, and that's something that we want to drive for all of the clubs to to do. And, I mean, if they want to keep their numbers growing and keep their local talent, that's the only way that it's going
to
happen.
I'd love to see more of those junior games being played ahead of the senior games. So if you go out to Olympic on a Saturday, you could turn up there at, say, 10 o'clock in the morning and see some junior matches all the way through under-18s, reserve grade, the ladies league tag and first grade. It's an entire festival of football for your local town.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea and probably one we can definitely have a look at. I know the draw is just about completed for the juniors. But, you know, we're happy to look at all sorts of things to try and get that participation level from junior to senior at a much higher rate than what it currently is.
Well, excitement plus for Group 21 this year. So when do we expect the season to start, mate?
We've got Scanlan Shield that'll come up in April.
Yep.
By memory, that's the 9th of April, just before the long weekend.
We won't hold you to that right
and
now.
And once we get past Easter and Anzac Day, then we're into the season proper. So around the start of May, we're looking to hit the field in anger.
The last time we had a season proper, I think it's fair to say, is 2019. And even then, numbers were restricted. We're back. We're better than ever. Let's look forward to a fantastic year of Group 21.
100%, mate. Thanks a lot.
Pete Holland, Chairman of the Group 21, joining us for the Golden Point here on the Sideline View this afternoon.